This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration released video Thursday of a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on a U.S. Air Force surveillance drone as the U.S. sought to hold Russia responsible for the collision that led to the drone's crash into the Black Sea without escalating already fraught tensions with the Kremlin. The video excerpt does not show the collision, although it does show the damage to the propeller on the drone. Meantime, Poland said it's giving Ukraine a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets, becoming the first NATO member to fulfill Kyiv's increasingly urgent requests for warplanes. In a first for a U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken was in the African nation of Niger Thursday to offer humanitarian, economic, and security aid. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Blinken's visit to Niger followed a stop earlier in the day in Ethiopia, a trip viewed by analysts as an effort to bolster U.S. relations in a part of the world where Russia and China have been seeking to gain influence. At a news conference with his Niger counterpart, Blinken announced a $150 million humanitarian aid package for the west and central region of Africa known as the Sahel, which includes Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Mauritania. As he announced the aid package, Blinken credited Niger and other nations in the region for their commitment to democratic principles. He said the United States is committed to continuing to invest in the resilience of democracies. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And North Korea said Friday it fired an intercontinental ballistic missile to strike fear in the enemies as South Korea and Japan agreed a summit to work closely on regional security with the U.S. and stage military exercises around the region. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a number of improvements in access to mental health care to try to reduce suicides in the U.S. military. But he is holding off on endorsing more controversial recommendations to restrict gun and ammunition purchases by young troops, sending them to another panel for study. The orders issued on Thursday reflect increasing concerns about suicides in the military, despite more than a decade of programs and other efforts to prevent them and spur greater intervention by commanders, friends, and family members. The governor of the U.S. state of California is set to visit San Quentin State Prison later today to detail overhaul plans that will put a new emphasis on a rehabilitation facility known for housing the largest number of death row inmates. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
San Quentin sits on San Francisco Bay, housing the highest number of prisoners on death row in the country. But no one has been put to death there since 2006. Still, nearly 700 prisoners remain on death row today. Last year, Newsom announced plans to begin transferring those inmates to other prisons. San Quentin is to be transformed into a site where inmates can be rehabilitated and receive job training before returning to society. It's to be renamed the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. Newsom's aim, to break the cycles of crime and create a new model for safety and justice. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mexican authorities say some of the six women reported missing early this month have been found dead. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A prosecutor says there is evidence that some of the six women who went missing on March 7th have been found dead. Carlos Zamarripa, head prosecutor of the violence-plagued Guanajuato state, said signs have been found that some of them were killed. The women, who may have been traveling together, disappeared on the outskirts of the city of Celaya. Authorities posted search bulletins for the six women on March 9th. For years, the industrial and farming hub of Guanajuato has been Mexico's most violent state, with the Jalisco cartel waging a turf war against local gangs. I'm Norman Hall.
Australia said it's planning to buy up to 220 Tomahawk cruise missiles from the United States after the State Department approved the sale on Friday. The Australian missile sale comes with a price tag of nearly $900 million. Australian officials said the nuclear-powered submarines would be able to fire the Tomahawk missiles. Japan last month also announced plans to upgrade its military in an effort to deter China, including buying 400 Tomahawk cruise missiles for deployment as soon as 2026. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.